Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're tied at 34. We're going to overtime. After O'Donnell and Pittsburgh drive inside the 10, Norm Johnson, it's good. The Steelers are off the schneid in the Windy City. And the Steelers are alone atop the AFC Central with a lone winning record. They are 5-4, and the Steelers beat the Bears 37-34. The Bears remain on top of the NFC North.
You know what's amazing? I heard that highlight music last night on ESPN for the Bills and the Texans game. Gotta love it. Chris Berman, of course, that from ESPN. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And yes, let's take you back to 1995. Unfortunately, that's now 30 years ago, which I don't love saying. The Steelers improved to 5-4 and played in what Marshall and I laughed at, the AFC Central.
The good old days when each conference had just three old divisions to figure it out.
You guys want to feel old, though? That's when I was born, 1995.
Why don't you go work somewhere else?
You know what? I just might. You know,
why don't you? You know what? I'm giving you a month to get the hell out of here, pal.
Wow. That escalated very quickly.
Go back to Detroit. Go to New York for all I care. Go be one of those people. I don't care. Is that mean? Sorry. I love you, Robbie. I hope you're here for lots of years.
I really don't think you love him based on the words that you just said.
He's the only one that writes stuff down for me, so I have to respect that at the end of the day.
The Steelers won 37-34, and I still feel bad for Robbie and our inevitable upcoming trip to the Chris Kindle Market, where he's going to have to write stuff down wearing a Santa hat with giant mittens on. But we'll get to that at another time.
I still love that. I really do.
Also, do you remember when the Bears were in the black and blue division?
Hell yeah.
And it sounded so like menacing, and you had to really play with the elements, as we know. Like, that was always one of my favorite descriptions of the Bears division at the time.
Of course.
Was like, they're in that black and blue division.
NFL has changed. There's not so much black and blue anymore.
Amazingly, as I look at the box score from this game, something that sticks out that you didn't see back then very often.
Yeah.
Neil O'Donnell was 34 of 52, which is an ungodly amount of attempts today. It's an insane amount of attempts in 1995. For two touchdowns, two interceptions, he had 341 yards, which is also wild to think about then.
Yeah.
That was some real air raid type of numbers back then. Eric Kramer with a more indicative line of the time. 15 of 28, three touchdowns, three interceptions, and 228 yards. But unfortunately, the Steelers came away with that win at Soldier Field.
Yeah, I got picked three times. So it's pretty amazing when you look at the all-time series, and obviously these two teams don't meet a lot because they're in different conferences, so I suppose it makes sense. But these are two historic teams, so it is still weird for me to see that the Bears lead the series 22-8-1 overall. The Bears are 14-1 at home against the Steelers all-time. And so it does add up to this. The Steelers' record against the Bears is the franchise's worst against any NFL team still in existence. And as you just started to mention, Leyland, give some of the numbers from that 1995 game at Soldier Field, the one and only time the Steelers won at Soldier Field. That was November 5th. I happened to be there. I was there. As I was at a lot of Bears games. Sitting there in the south end zone, watching this game unfold and getting very angry with the terrible towels around me. I probably, you know, probably had 7 to 10 old styles that day. Maybe a little bit of stuff in the parking lot beforehand as
How
well.
How old were you?
I was college age. So
okay. Brody, it was 30 years ago. That's a significant amount of time. Well, you're not old.
We see where things went with me with
were
drinking.
You legal?
So. I was legal, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was legal. But the way it works is, yeah, you go there before the game, tailgating, obviously. You know, you might pull and tug a little bit from a bottle. You might have a couple beers, and then you go and you buy some more beers. And then after the game. So anyway, years later, I became an alcoholic. But anyway.
Ding, ding.
But anyway, I do remember very specifically being so angry walking out of that game because of Steelers fans with their towels. And I was passively aggressively walking out with my other thug Bears fan friends. And I am
thug?
Yeah, my friends were all a bunch of thugs. And so we're walking out of there. And I'm passively aggressively just sort of like looking down and going, like making fun of the terrible towels and say, oh, get your stupid towels out of here. So that is my like memory of the Steelers being at Soldier Field in 1995. Some of the names, ready? The Bears defense, Barry Minter had a big game. John Theory, well overdrafted by the Bears. Marty Carter, Jeremy Lincoln, Jim Flanagan, Donald Wolford was on that team. Alonzo Spellman was on that team.
Oh, man.
How about that? On the Pittsburgh side, LaVon Kirkland, badass. Greg Lloyd, Kevin Green, as you mentioned, Layla, Neil O'Donnell running the show there.
I'm watching Greg Lloyd's the video of the 52-yard interception right now. Carnell Lake was coming off the corner on the blitz.
Oh, Carnell Lake. Oh, man.
It's good to have fun with names.
How about a Yancey Thigpen, Pat? Yancey Thigpen was a receiver who had 108 yards that day. Jeff Graham, the great Jeff Graham, led the Bears in receiving on that day in 1995. 5 catches for 111 yards. He and Curtis Conway were a runaway duo that year receiver-wise for the Bears throwing from Eric Kramer. So I was extra mad because the Bears were actually good. They actually had a good quarterback that year in 95.
What's up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Setting about that is this is back in the old school luck or die trying coin flip. You either win or you lose, and you lose. Usually you lose
in
if you
OT.
Don't win the coin flip
yeah,
in OT.
Right.
The Bears got the ball and couldn't do anything. And then Pittsburgh got the ball. And then the fact that there were multiple possessions, like three different possessions in overtime, or excuse me, 2 different possessions in overtime is hilarious. But you got to win when you get the ball in overtime. Like, do you remember like what you thought when they won the coin flip?
The sinking feeling when you lost the coin toss.
And as I recall, did anybody ever, like, the strategy was to always take heads, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't remember that.
I feel like that was always like the recommended.
Tails never fails, yo.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I go with in life. But you might be right about the NFL. I don't know. Maybe it was heads was the thing.
The video is great, too, because you just forget how slowly people had to move with that behemoth amount of shoulder pads they had to wear. And like the mesh jersey, you know, the midriff. And like that's before dry fit, kids.
What happened to the shoulder pads? How did we get to
where
we are now?
Do you remember the Brian Cox like neck support?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't
a
neck roll. It was like a neck like block or something. I don't even know what you call that. A plank? It was a plank.
A plank.
That's how you knew a linebacker was a linebacker when he had all that. that get up.
Yeah, and especially the short jerseys when they were proud of their abs, too. It was a different time.
Back when they all wore numbers in the 50s. Now we got twos and threes and sixes running around in the defense.
It's a little tougher now to figure out who's doing it.
Do you really remember when that was a big brouhaha when it was like, well, how are we going to know who's catching the ball with these tee numbers out here?
I mean, seriously. Like, Luther Burden didn't even want to be Muhsin Muhammad or Tom Waddle with number 87. He's like, get this old people 80s receivers. Come on.
Yeah, the NFL has the video. It's on the Steelers website, and it's worth a watch if you can stomach it. But Greg Lloyd was an absolute beast that year. That I recall, because the Steelers went to the Super Bowl that season.
What does this texter mean?
What's up?
Grody is so full of bleep. What have I said in the last...
Finally, someone's speaking up about it.
Sometimes I am, but I don't think I've been full of bleep in the last few minutes, have I?
That's Robbie Triano's biggest fan right there.
You know,
I actually texted him. That was me.
I can accept it when I'm full of bleep, but I think I'm full of information is what I'm full of.
Sometimes texters are reacting real time, and the problem is we don't know at what point you're hearing this
That's
show.
A good point. That's
you know,
a great point.
We don't know which sentence you're reacting to. Sometimes we need more words.
Clarify for me, 312, and then I shall retort.
All right, I'll text back.
We want you to keep listening, by the way, for your chance to win two tickets to Spiegel & Holmes' live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. on December 4th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage, with the special guest, Matt Forte. Forte will also host a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. Coming up next, we love to take you inside the locker room. And you know how I feel about the Bears secondary. I think they seem like the most fun bunch position group of the Bears. I'm playing favorites, but I don't know. It's going to be hard to beat for me. So guess what old Mark Grody did?
Old Mark Grody.
Not young Mark Grody. No. I want to emphasize that.
Well, it doesn't mean old. Never mind.
Old
apostrophe.
Right.
If you're of the age or above where it requires rest and you can't be on the practice schedule or the injury report because you're NIR, then you are now old. Either people are just a baby or they're old. So.
It's football's answer to the DMP old of basketball.
It is indeed.
Ding.
So Mark Grody talked to the Bears secondary because... I don't know. We got a couple potential comebacks in the mix. We got a group that's trying to figure out how to stop Aaron Rodgers. There's a lot to examine against this Steelers team.
Bears.
So inside a chatty secondary, next with Mark Grody on Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score.
Ding, ding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.